Yeah, it's me, Jackie Mo. Give me that look. That's right. Let's get sweaty. Let's get really sweaty. I'm talking rainforest sweaty. I'm talking swamp sweaty. Let's fill the bathtub full of sweat.
We're South Connection. We are here to love you, sexy. At the Movies is back. It's been a minute. JT here. I've been wanting to do this. I tell you, none of my shows are ever dead. No podcast is ever dead in my world. Maybe one or two, but most aren't. And the premise of At the Movies is I get with my friends and we watch a comedy movie released between 1991 and 2011. Nothing good happened before or after that in my world. So that's the era we do things in. And this is the fourth edition. We've done some great stuff before. We've done American Pie, done Saving Silverman, Napoleon Dynamite. And tonight we're going to head back to the 70s because we're going to cover the movie Semi-Pro. And usually I let my guests pick the movie. That's how I've done it to date. But this one I picked myself. You know, we're recording this. It's the middle of March Madness, basketball season. And it's a movie I've been wanting to rewatch for a while. It's also the first At the Movies that's being simulcast on video. So if you're listening, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel. We have a lot of great video content coming every day. And of course, if you're watching, we also have an audio feed over at Podbean, where you can subscribe on any Podcatcher app and any social media as well. We're on TikTok, we're on Facebook, and we're on Instagram. So subscribe and play along. All right, I got two friends with me tonight to watch this movie. First, of course, he's the host of A La Carte every other Friday here at the North South Connection. He's also on every other fucking podcast that we have going on out here. It's our good buddy, Mr. Big Keith E. Langston. Keith, how are you?
I'm great. And just real quickly, when you said, when I gave you the first movie that I thought of, and you went, it's got to be a comedy, I went, wait a minute, didn't you watch Saving Private Ryan? And it was Saving Silverman. Two completely different movies.
So. Anyone that knows me knows that we are not we're not going to be watching any kind of horror, you know, action. They say that for other folks, right? For me here, it's comedies only. And that was the premise of this podcast. I feel like we have Piece of the Action with Sousa. We have Freak Out Drive-In with our other guests. We'll get to in a second. And
yes.
I feel like one thing that was missing was really, I guess, Laugh in Theater with Andy, but he did like a lot of 80s movies as well. So I feel like there was that gap of like where I love.
No, 91, that 20-year gap is a great gap. It's a great
and
period
of time. I initially started with, I was only going to do like 97 to like 03, because that's like where my favorite stuff really is. But then I was like, well, what about this? Well, that's 95. What about this? That's 92. So I settled on that 20-year stretch because I wanted to get to a Hall Pass on the other end. That was my goal, was to have that in
play. I love Hall Pass. That's a great movie.
Could watch that. Mm-hmm. Maybe next time. All right. Also joining us, one of my co-hosts on the Extreme Throwaway Dance podcast. We do that every other Thursday on North South Connection. You can also check her out every Wednesday on the Jenny Position at North South Connection. Plus, again, also like 15 other podcasts. And that is our good friend, Ms. Jennifer Smith. Jenny, how are you?
I'm so glad to be back at the movies with you boys. And ironically, the reason that I could join you tonight is that fucking basketball was on and I couldn't watch SmackDown. So, you know, now I'm coming here to watch basketball with you boys.
Oh, shit. You can't watch basketball. You can't watch SmackDown because Fox has been preempted by the NCAA.
This is like a month now.
The place on CBS. I don't get it. It's not on Fox.
Yeah. I don't know why.
It's weird. Well, anyway, your local Florida. Fox affiliate's loss is our game because you can join us for this movie. Like I said, it's Semi-Pro. I saw this movie in the theater. It's one of my favorites. Came out in 2008, which is an amazing year for comedies as well. So much good stuff came out during that little like 07, 09 stretch. And this is one of them. I'm buzzing watching this movie. Me and Andy Flanagan went, and I've quoted it ever since. It's one of my favorite Will Ferrell movies. It's such an obscure topic to cover and put it in, but it's so good. So we're going to dive in, but first I'll ask if either of you seen this movie. Keith, have you seen Semi-Pro?
I have not. No.
Okay. Jenny?
I don't think so. I might've seen parts of it, but I don't remember anything.
Okay. All right. I will say, I have a little bit of fear that it is a very dialogue heavy movie, like in that the dialogue, it's not heavy, but like the dialogue is what carries a lot of it. So we'll see how much of it comes through with the way we're watching it. But I think a lot of it will still resonate. So, all right, this is on HBO or formerly HBO Max, now just Max. So you can find it there. We're frozen. The New Line Cinema went down. We had a black screen and now we're on Jackie Moon's face. And we're going to start there. So I'm going to count us down to begin in 3, 2, 1 So the premise basically is Jackie Moon had this one hit wonder, Love Me Sexy, made a bunch of money off of it and became like a number one song. And he ends up, and you're going to see it here. They're going to show a little newspaper clippings in the opening here, but he ends up using the money he made on this one hit wonder to purchase the Flint Tropics, a failing ABA team, because he wanted to play. So he's a player and an owner of this coach, and it's in the of this team and the coach as well. And it's in the dying days of the ABA, which is like the, you know, whatever, mid to late 70s, I think is in there. Somewhere.
Yeah.
76 is where it's at. So the ABA is on its way out the door. And it's all struggling, right? He's going to get bankruptcy. Can't get any attendance. It's in fucking Flint, Michigan, of course, the Flint.
Oh, Tropics, God.
Which is an amazing name in its own right, Flint Tropics. And here we are, Flint, Michigan, 19. Flint
Tropic. There's nothing tropic about Flint.
Jenny, do you have any knowledge of the ABA?
No, not at all.
Okay. So that is a real thing, the ABA. It was basically like a sister league to the NBA. They were both running concurrently, separate leagues, separate management, separate teams. They were both pro leagues. And then the ABA struggled. They were in some cities that weren't as popular, and the NBA ended up purchasing them. They brought in, I think, four or five teams came in. The Tropics were not a real team, but they ended up bringing some of them in, and they bought out the rest, basically, in the late 70s. So the ABA merged with the NBA to become one league. They did have some big stars, like Dr. J was one of the big stars of the ABA for a long time. But they're in some like weird little cities. But there's some teams you may know that are in there, like the San Antonio Spurs and New Jersey Nets were in the ABA, different teams like that.
The Pacers.
So it's kind of like a wrestling promotion.
Yeah, I mean, basically, yes. There were two leagues, two basketball leagues. And it has all – I love these movies. It has all the great, like, background guys you get in all these movies as well. Like, is Will Arnett right there as one of the team announcers. I can never remember. What's the other guy's name? I can never remember his freaking name. He's in Vice Principals. He just showed him. He's the other announcer. They got the glasses, like the nerdy guy.
Oh, yeah. That it also has my least favorite actor of all time in it, and that's David Koechner.
Really?
Oh, I hate that guy. And you know what's you know what's worse about it? He shares my birthday.
Oh, that's
so like yeah, sad. It's the I hate him. It's the worst. He's the worst. It's just he's got that like face where he just goes the whole time, and every time he talks, he's like
I know what you mean.
Like Milo Ventimiglia, but not he's not Milo Ventimiglia, so I hate him.
Well, I thought he was in Vice Principals, or was he in Kenny Powell? Which movie? What show was he in? You know what I'm talking about.
Andy Daly.
Oh, Andy Daly. Yeah, Andy.
That's
Daly.
The guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in.
Right there. He's right there.
Yeah.
He does an awesome, like 70s Gordon Solie style announcer voice in this movie.
Yeah.
And
he does a lot of voiceover work.
Also, I love Andre 3000's in this as well, and he's really great there.
Look at the mustache on Will Arnett. I love it.
Yeah.
Andy Dick.
It's got a really good, a funny cast. They're all really good.
Yeah, Rob Corddry's in this, Matt Walsh, Jackie Earl Haley. I mean, there's like a ton of people in this movie.
And I mean, Woody Harrelson, we'll get to. Woody Harrelson is awesome in it.
Yeah, it's like all the people that like are in all these movies.
Yeah.
I love it.
And Arnett's a great, like, sleazy 70s announcer, too. Like, he just looks the part
right away. Yeah, he does.
Straight out of Pro Bowl cheerleaders.
Oh, big time. Yeah, so I mean, it's just all he's dying to just make this thing work, you know. I love too that Ferrell does these off, like sport movies. Like, I mean, Blades of Glory obviously is awesome. I like Kicking and Screaming. I know it's like not what some people aren't like huge fans of it, but I don't know if you've seen that one, the soccer movie.
It's not a typical Will Ferrell movie. I feel like
it's more of a kids movie.
Screaming, yeah. But Kicking and Screaming is great. Robert Duvall. It's got
Mike Ditka. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So this, Matt Walsh, Michael Kintock, I was going to call him from Veep, but he,
Michael Kintock.
So he plays Father Pat. He's the ABA referee, but he's a priest, and he's awesome in this too.
Oh, shit.
It just shows you like how like homely the ABA was.
Yeah.
I still do this.
This looks like the Detroit Pistons game today against the Celtics.
I did bring a Pistons hat down because I figured we are in Michigan.
It was like nobody had that game today.
I still like recreate this when I'm playing basketball. I don't know if it was right there or does it later. They keep throwing it into him in the post, and he throws it back out. Back in the blender. He keeps passing it in and out, which is something I still do to this day when I'm playing basketball. Keep throwing it back out.
It's nobody there.
The one heckler, Sudeikis.
Jason Sudeikis. It's amazing.
I love, too, that Arnett's just, like, smoking at the fucking announce table.
Yeah, it's great. And drinking.
Yep. They're, like, the two of them combined to be Gordon Solie. Like, yeah. Arnett's drinking and Andy Daly sounds just like him.
Yeah, it's Andre 3000, yeah.
Yeah, he's really funny in this. The afro is great.
Mm-hmm.
And his name's Clarence, which is a great name.
Sure is. Sure. So this is the New York Knicks. They'd eventually become the New York Nets. They become the New Jersey Nets eventually. But
oh, so they all the teams they play basically are the real legit teams?
They have all the real teams in here. Yeah. They're the only fake one, I think.
That's cool. I like that.
Okay, I love it. He's the only good player, so they're all fucking covered him.
Oh, gotcha.
It's corner three.
I love it. They're all celebrating. The other team's just fucking scoring on the other side.
There's the other team scoring. Oh, boy. That's a horrible score.
Mm.
This is an amazing fucking moment here, though. We got this hippie. Have you ever drank Busch Bavarian, Keith? Ugh. See, you see like a Busch Bavarian guy. It's the sponsor for this giveaway right now.
Oh, he's going to win.
Oh, he absolutely, because they're broke. So
Dukes.
Dukes. That's a great name, too.
He looks a little, he's a little Lieutenant Dan in him.
Mm-hmm.
The Afro Jackie Moon's
hair. Where's his shirt, Dukes?
You don't need one in Flint.
I guess not.
Here we go, Father Pat. ABA ball is always awesome too. They had a red, white, and blue ball.
Oh, God.
Dirty hippie.
Oh, that's Jackie. Who is that?
Jackie Earl Haley, yeah.
Earl Haley, yes.
Yeah.
I had a brain fart. Oh, amazing.
That's almost another one, net almost. Kelly Leak right there. That's why he got it. He's an athlete.
That's right, true. He stepped on the line.
Oh, God.
Not even a real sponsor. Just made it up. It's a great one.
That sounds like a Gordon Solie.
Their mascot is a tree.
Oh, yeah, well, tropical. He's so hopped up on goofballs and grass. There you go. Want a giant check that says $10,000. Yeah. It's really like one of my favorite Will Ferrell qualities is the ability to go from happy to angry and like the blink of an eye. He does it a lot really well in this movie. But it's also like one of his characters that's the most overwhelmingly positive. Like this whole movie is all very, the whole thing is that he's overly positive. So when he does snap, it's really good. But I mean, I wasn't alive in the 70s, but it's the 70s like decor in this movie is
pretty. Ooh, Mother Jugs and Speed. Hey, now
that's all you need.
Mother Jugs and Speed.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the club scene was like in Flint in the 70s? Mid-70s? Oh. The Kremlin,
exactly like this.
How's the club scene?
No,
in Flint
the
now?
Chicks are too cute. No, these girls will not be in Flint.
Yeah, probably not. Well, I guess Flint would still been like a pretty big like industry town, right? With the car stuff at that point.
Yeah.
You said it was Vehicle City, so I
yeah. So it must still be kind of like.
Oh God!
There you go, taking over.
We didn't. Like, nobody wants to hear this freaking song.
I cut off Lady Marmalade.
Mm-hmm.
You, when you start a musical at the movies, you can watch Moulin Rouge, Keith.
That's right.
Yeah, followed by Cats.
Musical at the movies. It's going to be Funny Girl all the time.
At the musicals.
That's one of the running things, too. He keeps changing his name throughout the movie to try and, like, hit on, like, a cool name. So he's Downtown Funky Stuff Malone right now, Andre 3000. He changes it throughout the movie.
He's got his knees all iced up.
I wanted to do that today. I was hurting today. I needed the knee packs.
That's funny.
So, I mean, obviously they're all worried here that the ABA and the team's going downhill quickly.
Sure.
But he's going to the league office. Get the scoop.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're excited because they're thinking ABA's merged with the NBA, all the teams are going to go, right? So that's where his line of thinking is at the moment.
Bambi's mother? What?
The fuck is Bambi? There we go. League office.
ABA.
Have you ever had a car that big?
That is a giant boat of a car.
My dad used to drive. Well, my family car. It was my mom had it, and then my dad ended up taking it. It was a 1985 Chevy Caprice Classic, and that's how big it was. It was that freaking big. It was like a two door, and the thing was. I remember opening the door like when we got rid of it. It was like opening it up.
And my dad had like a Chrysler knob that was on it. Kind of like
my dad had a suicide knob on the wheel.
Here's your boy. So he's the commissioner of the ABA here.
Fucking hate this guy.
I guess we're not going to watch Anchorman together then.
I mean, look, I'll watch it.
He seems to play the same asshole in every movie anyway.
Yes.
So that's why you hate him.
And show. So there we go. He's about to get the news. It's going to ruin his night. These guys all are like, this looks like an NWA board meeting right now in the 70s.
Trying to convince, he's trying to convince them to take Ronnie Garvin as the champion.
So there you go. Here's the news. They're only taking four teams. The rest are done. So this becomes the premise of the movie. The Nets, Spurs, Pacers, and Nuggets are the four that are going. And those are the four that actually go to the NBA. The rest close out. Obviously means a lot to him to have this team. I don't know if how many other teams went under at the time, but.
Well, I mean,
great. Solid economic growth package. He has a lot of. There were a lot of teams.
Here we go. Colonials, the Spirits,
Dispersal Draft. I'm trying to see which was an easy list of who went and who closed at the end, but. And there were a lot of teams in the ABA at the time of closure.
So the. Anaheim Amigos then became the Los Angeles Stars, then the Utah Stars, and then they relocated to New Orleans to become the Jazz and then moved to Utah as the Jazz. So, yeah.
So here you go. Perfect. Jackie Moon has turned the tide. He said the top four should go, whatever.
Yeah.
So basically, it's going to come down to they make an agreement that the top four teams.
Yeah.
If you finish the top four of the league for the season, they'll be the teams that go to the NBA. And I guess you need a solid financial, whatever, solid financial package as well.
I would guess that, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Scootsie. That's all right. I forgot that. That's a great name, too.
Oh, Jesus.
Poor Scootsie.
Scootsie got his fucking ass beat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so here we go. Here's the big move.
What year was this, you said?
76.
No, the movie.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Will looks so young.
I know.
He's like an old man now.
There you go.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
this is the thing that I saw because it said he traded his washing machine to get him.
Yeah.
Just bring a Woody Harrelson. Look at the hair on him.
I love the hair.
Yeah, so obviously, Andre 3000 here, not a fan of old man Monix.
Old man.
Is this part two of White Man Can't Jump?
Yes.
It's a good yes.
So sorry, Monix. He actually played for the Celtics. He was on the Celtics, won a ring, but he kind of washed out drinking or whatever. And now he's slumming it in the ABA for the Flint Tropics.
Sure. Oh, hey now.
This is a pretty famous quote from this movie, too. ELE. Everyone love everyone. Everybody love everybody.
Oh, that's a beautiful little.
Told you, he's very positive in this movie. Yes. All he wants is happiness for his friends and success. He just wants to be in the NBA with his team.
Like Roddy Piper.
You know, he cares about it.
Mm-hmm. Like Roddy Piper. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Monix will take the message to heart.
Roddy Piper. When your mom used to give me that sandwich with the one piece of bologna, only one, you know?
I love that the fucking Flint Tropics have a weekly TV show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Great.
Will Arnett's smoking is fantastic.
Those suits are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, they nailed every aspect of like the 70s vibe.
Oh, yeah.
The clothes and the TV and the decor. Like, it's really
giant bong.
And then we get Rob Corddry with hair, which is always weird.
Yeah, that is odd. Oh, my old girl from ER is in this.
Mauritania. Oh, yeah. News Radio.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched that whole show?
No.
Keithy? I don't know if it's streaming anywhere.
News Radio was great. Even with John Lovitz, even though it was horrible why he was brought in, but
yeah, you know, when I was working my job at a college with the TV facility, like A&E was one of our clients, so they aired News Radio at that time. Mm-hmm. So I watched them all, like when I worked overnights and stuff, and I'm like, it was really really funny. I wish they'd put it somewhere more visible.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of those great shows I don't feel like get any.
Like Drew Carey's another one that's like not anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. And Drew Carey would be awesome to have streaming somewhere.
All right. So having pieces together, Monix and Maura Tierney used to bang basically. And it's pretty much the only reason he accepted the trade to come back to Flint. Yep.
This is the major league part, right?
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that her brother or something?
No, that's her boy. That's her new boyfriend, Kyle.
Oh, shit.
But the rub on Kyle is that he's a massive Monix fan. So
yeah, I was noticing.
He's gonna like fanboy as Monix cucks him pretty much.
Nice. I just looked up. It looks like you can watch News Radio on Roku channel.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And season 1 through 3 is streaming on Pluto.
Oh.
Thanks, Pluto.
Yeah.
Well, I implore anyone who's not watching News Radio to watch it because it's fantastic. It's a great cast too. Stephen Root is like awesome as Jimmy James. That's kind of his first big role.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, he's awesome in everything, but he's awesome in that. Joe Rogan's in it before he got crazy. Mm-hmm. Andy Dick before he got crazy. Maybe something was in the water on that show. Phil Hartman, obviously.
Must have been, yeah. But
and what's his name? David.
Dave. Oh God,
the Kids in the Hall guy.
Yeah, it's not David I. Pierce.
I know, that's what I wanted to say too. And not David Spade. Those are always, I can't think of it. What the hell's his name? Jenny, come on. Kids in the Hall. David, the little skinny nerdy guy.
David Allen. David Allen Boucher.
Oh my Lord! Dave Foley.
Foley.
He's like the exasperated news.
He's like he's like the main guy.
Yeah, he's like the program director or whatever, and he's got to deal with Jimmy James as the owner.
Yeah,
but all right, this scene is fucking amazing. So they're playing this Tim Meadows with the fucking cast. So they're playing. Basically, this is like his crew for his weekly poker game or whatever. But
yeah,
it gets really good. Just roasting each other.
Oh, they're eating fondue. That's
yes, they are. Very savvy.
That looks so good. I'm hungry. I didn't eat dinner.
Call fondue. Fond what? Cottage. Would you put cottage cheese in your fondue?
No.
Cornelius is such a good. The names in this are amazing too.
Swedes. He goes, the Swedes are so inventive.
Cornelius is such a good name for a 70s character. I am not a
bullet. He really does remind me of Gordon Sully.
No, oh, it's like Gordon Sully to a T, like this.
So great.
You're in Ann Arbor. Here we go. Jive turkey. What'd you call me?
Uh-oh.
The worst thing you could call someone.
A jive turkey.
Called you a cocksucker. We'll call anyone a JT. I love that he fucking shortened it. He doesn't want to say it. Treat it like that bad of a word that even he won't say it. Cornelius called you a cocksucker. That's all he said about you.
Tough cock. So apparently it's okay to suck cock, but it's not okay to...
Not to be a jive turkey.
Not to be a jive turkey. All right.
Oh, shit!
Quarterly is done fucked up. Oh, this next like 30 seconds is maybe one of the funniest parts of the movie. I mean, not maybe, it is. It's like the I remember watching this live and just cringing every fucking time. Here we go.
Oh shit.
Every time they pull that trigger, you're just waiting.
God. Oh my God, Jesus Christ.
I did call you a jive turkey. Oh, great line here. He's up with Mrs. Pepperfield. We're saying things, but not true. Pepperfield. Dick Pepperfield. That's an amazing name as well.
Jesus.
Oh, God. The point at the fucking dick and balls.
Oh, God damn.
The greatest game of Russian roulette ever played.
Holy shit.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my Lord, I was fucking dying in the theater. In
that is crazy. Oh shit.
Cornelius.
Oh no.
That's gonna be a rough place to get shot inside a cast.
Yeah. Right? On like your elbow.
Oh, such a good scene.
Oof.
You know, that was like the most fun scene they probably did, like of the whole movie, filming that.
You ever see the outtakes of Anchorman 2?
Yeah.
No, I think I've seen Anchorman 1 out, like the outtakes from that.
There's like the one, you've seen Anchorman 2, right?
Yeah.
So the scene when he's blind and they go to visit him at the friggin' lighthouse.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like an outtake where he goes, "Feel this. Feels like a cock." And then and just like Paul Rudd loses his mind.
This bus is raggedy.
This bus is straight out of Major League.
I mean, it's not even, it's like a van. Like, yeah. It's like a 70s van with the way the shag curtains and everything. And you got Monica's ring. The guy who's with Monix is like the dude that speaks no English, Vakaitis.
Oh, yeah.
It's all-time names in this movie. So
he's getting called out.
Well, he's not a fan of him. He thinks he's washed in a hot dog.
Hey, you're part of the team, man. Whoever, it doesn't matter. Somebody's gotta ride the bench, right? Oh, that guy's fucking jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. I love how they all care enough about him to like put up with all this stupid bullshit. You know what I mean? Like they know he's like such a sweetheart that they don't want to.
My God.
Oh, here we go. This is the blender. During this little montage. A great song too. Average White Band, Pick Up the Pieces, mm-hmm. All time basketball song.
Or montage song in general.
Oh, here we go. Back in the blender.
This is great. I'm learning so much about basketball.
That's
how Justin plays basketball.
That hook shot is my move right there.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
not the 19 passes, but
yeah, he was traveling.
He said, "That's my C."
I'll go home with a game ball. Said, "That's my C."
Oh, fuck.
What the hell?
Pulls him right off the court.
Oh my God.
A line appears to be crossed by Father Pat of all people.
That's a hell of a line from a priest.
That's right. Matt, one
time. Don't get on your high horse, Redwood. Good night.
Inconclusive.
Ooh.
That's it. Father Pat, one step too far. Suck my cock. I'll murder your family. This poor bastard's still trying to cash his fucking check.
Oh my God, that's great.
He's trying to cash the big check.
Try a different bank. A big bank.
The detail in Jackie Moon's wig is like second to none.
But. Yeah.
It's got like a little off blonde with a little like it's all like colored differently.
Yeah, it's definitely Will Ferrell's best hair.
There you go, playing a little pong. Contraption. You ever played? Did you have pong? Did you have anything? What was your first video game system?
Me?
NES.
I had an Atari. I'm old.
I had Atari.
You're not that much older than us.
Yeah, but I have an older brother and an older sister, so
you know,
we had an Atari. We had Atari, and we played Pong. We played Centipede, and what was the jungle game?
I had one, but I didn't use it a lot. Like I was getting into it. don't know if my brother gave me his, and then I got Nintendo. But I still have my Atari with all the games. It's like packed away.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I have everything.
I have my Nintendo still, and I would bring that out every once in a while. And then I got that, and then I got like the little Nintendo that they had that had like the, all the games on it.
Uh-huh.
And it was like most of the games that I had anyway. So
this is one of his big ideas, is to do the eyeliner, scare the other team.
Looks amazing.
The have you ever played ColecoVision?
No.
And my one of my like family friends growing up had ColecoVision. We'd play it. It was kind of weird.
The only
what
other...
is that?
It was like the in-between like Atari and Nintendo. I forget who made it, but it was all right.
It's a weird name.
I know.
ColecoVision?
The fuck is Coleco mean?
Is that the thing that it was like, this was the controller and it had like the knob on it?
Yeah, it was like a remote control with a knob. Yeah. So it was made by CBS Electronics in 1982. Hmm. So it was against the television and the Atari, pretty much. It was like in that wave.
Well, the eyeliner idea backfired.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to basically, he said, they got to start selling out every game, or else they're not going to get, they're not going to take a team that has no attendance, even if they finish top four. Cat piss.
Cock sandwich. Sandwich.
Twiggy. There's some good, even on the team. Scootsy, Twiggy, Vakitis. I'm in love with all the names. Father Pat still hanging in.
Yeah.
Jackie tries to do the right thing, I see.
Well, yeah, he knows. He's stressed. Yeah. Here we go. We're just going to be friends.
I feel like this is interesting because a lot of these movies, the premise is based on something bad, right? Like somebody pulling a scam, lying to somebody, something like that. And this is feels like pure, unless things get shaky later. Now they're just fighting. Look at that Russian bear go.
I'm surprised that a ball or a nut hasn't come out yet with how short the shorts are.
I know, right? Yeah. I was looking for a nut slip. Everybody got that couch too. Oh God!
Oh my God!
This is a great fight.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Kicking him right in the nuts. Oh shit! He's hitting him with a freaking sneaker.
Oh God! They're gonna be on TV.
Father Pat.
Father Pat's really in the soup in this movie the entire time. He can't get out of anyone's way.
Oh shit!
Oh,
he cracked him with the
like Polly Dangerously hit him with the phone.
Shit!
It's a good team bonding game right there.
Yeah.
Is that a top two use of that song in like pop culture next to Homer Simpson coming out to fight Dredrick or whatever his name is in the Simpsons?
Dredrick Tatum.
Yeah. Those are the two ones that pop in my head when I hear the song.
Yeah.
You got Monix is taking control here. I'm not a tactician. Tactician is such a good word. I feel like it's underused.
Mm-hmm. I don't know many tacticians really.
Yeah. The nun over in India. The eyeliner still running is great. He is a great motivator. Very positive salesman.
Sure. I don't know why, but Woody Harrelson's haircut is so great.
It is perfect.
Is it up there enough with Kingpin for you?
It's like Dorothy Hamill. Weird hair.
Ooh. Yeah, Monk's about had it. Clarence. So this is the big come to Jesus moment here.
Yeah.
Monix Lane and Clarence. I don't know if Andre 3000 did much more acting. Was he in any other movies that you've aware of?
I was going to ask that earlier.
He popped up in a couple of things, I think. Like, I want to say, I'll look it up right now. He was in Four Brothers. Be Cool. Be Cool is where I remember.
Oh, yeah.
He's in Be Cool. That's a great movie, actually.
Wrong car to kick in. Uh-oh. Off to the Hooskow.
The Hooskow.
I mean, he's good. Andre 3000 is pretty good in this movie. Yeah, I got to put Be Cool on this list. I don't know if I have it. Do I have it on there?
Be Cool is like an underrated sequel.
Yeah.
You know?
Why would she bail him out? Like, seriously. Well,
her ex, of course. She, you know.
Fuck that.
It's just like Major League. She still loves him. He's just a loser. He's got to figure it out.
That might be who you call when, you know.
No. I don't know a lot of people that would call their exes.
She's still in love with you. You would. He's just washed out. Now, like, Keith Jenny, Dale, it's exactly the Major League.
Jenny, he's gonna,
angle.
He does a voice in the remake of Charlotte's Web that they did that was like the live action.
Did he rap in it?
I don't know.
Do they sing like So Fresh and So Clean when the pig gets out of the mud?
Maybe. He did Elwin the Crow. I don't know if you remember Elwin the Crow.
No, I can't remember. It's something I never heard of.
Oh, he's in Hollywood Homicide. Remember that movie?
No.
He's actually done it.
Harrison Ford and Josh Hartnett. It's not a good movie, but.
Oh, Josh Hartnett, yeah. Actually.
Pearl Harbor.
Yes, it's another one.
Pearl Harbor.
Here you go. She's saying exactly why they broke up. He hates himself too much.
Yep. I mean, she's living in Flint. When were they dating? Was he on the Pistons at one point? I mean, how is she dating him when he's on the Celtics?
Yeah, I don't know if they really cover that. Maybe it was on the Pistons for a bit.
Well, hey, in Major League, man, they did where, you know, he did play for the Indians, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why he was with Rene Russo, Tom Berenger. So I hate to be a stickler for the rules, but, you know.
So she drained his knee for him, basically, in the locker room because his knee is all fucked up.
Ah.
And here you go. They're making a big decision. They want Monix to push the team. This team is such a fucking mess. Like, okay, instead of the owner coaching and playing, we do want the other player to coach.
Oh, no.
Well, they got to.
Oh, no.
Trying to get the fans in. They're going to do anything they can. So some halftime entertainment. Although I'd like to know how much he spent on the costumes. Probably more than he had budgeted.
I think he's making those at home.
You think so?
Yes.
Maybe Cornelius is like a craftsman.
Sure.
Monix.
Whatever the hell this is. I'm not here to do whatever the fuck this nonsense is.
Future basketball. Entertainment. He's not far off.
No. No, they do crazy shit. Not like this at Celtics games, but I mean,
you Red know, Panda.
That what's that? Who's the Lucky the Irish guy?
Lucky the Leprechaun.
Yeah, he does a lot of shit during halftime and stuff.
Lucky the Irish guy.
Yeah. Lucky the Irish guy.
I loved it. This is
all the Irish guys are named Lucky.
Yep.
This is like such a why I love the brilliance of this movie. Like, it's the most serious conversation of the movie, and they're in these ridiculous fucking outfits, like, crying and, like, shaking their heads. Like, it's so stupid. They're basically breaking it to Jackie that they want Monix to coach. But they all love him, and, you know, it's not out of a place they hate. They try to win.
Right.
This is classic again. Will Ferrell going from like the most joyful moment in his life to the most sad.
Yeah. They're really nice boots.
Onyx is so the X with O's, baby.
He still owns the team, like.
Yeah, and he's gonna play. Monica was the X's and O's, baby. There you go. See, Monix is, it's like a little child. You just gotta find the middle ground. You be the coach, and I'll be the offensive and defensive coordinator. It's in top three. Scootsie. Would you use a whistle that Will Ferrell used?
That's questionable.
I like the implication. They just handed it to Monix and now he just is using it without washing it. I guess it is the 70s, but not as concerned about germs.
Yeah, you know, AIDS hadn't been invented yet, so.
This teal color that they've been using throughout the whole movie really works for me.
Sure.
I don't know if you guys have noticed it, but it is gorgeous.
That should be the color of the SummerSlam shirt this year.
Oh, maybe I'll do that.
Oh, I know. You got to match the town. I think it's going to have to be brown.
Teal and Cleveland. No.
It could be red, I guess, for the Guardians.
This brown and teal combination works.
Yeah.
I love how angry he just was that he destroyed that ball. He's like, what a waste. He can't afford another ball. Spent all the money on the costumes. Patch up that ball, Scootsy.
I love that ball.
But see, this is basketball coaching. It's making them run one play over and over and over again. So I said, they'll never
forget. Is that what you do when you coach?
Burn into their memory. Well, 8-year-olds don't really get the concept, but I do. When I coached this year, I did make them do a lot without the ball, which is what he's doing here.
Doing what's it called?
Run without the ball. Like,
oh.
Run in plays without the ball.
Ah.
We are literally going to puke. Puking.
Here you go, Jenny. Ass is right there for you.
Yeah.
It's a great dig right there. I wish you were still a washing machine. I like how he's like crawling around like he's blind that he fell down. There you go. He's never puked in his life. He's like Jerry Seinfeld. Was a jujuja. Did you know what that was before this?
No, I did not.
I think it's a Family Guy joke too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
The coccyx.
I like when my favorite line in Anchorman is when he goes, hit him in the uvula.
There you go.
Oh, he just punched.
Is that all it takes to freaking puke is to hit a guy in the jejunum?
I guess so. He's about to blow.
Oh, God. We're doing a puke joke now.
Yeah, but I don't think we see it.
Okay, that would go against the rest of the style of the movie.
They keep the movie pretty clean. It's not like a gross out. It's not. Okay. That's why I like it, I think. It's such a unique.
Mm-hmm. He didn't say the word cocksucker. He said cocksucker a few times.
I mean, it's. It's not like gross out gags. It's not,
you know what? Will Ferrell doesn't do a lot of gross out. I don't think,
like I said, they do it a lot through the dialogue. Is this really funny? Like the shit they say is just really funny. It's a really good, like the supporting cast just has good chemistry. Like it's just all smooth. And that's why it like resonated with me because I just love the commentary is really funny.
Yeah.
There you go. Monix has him running hot.
How did they get a crowd there? Just by the dancing costumes?
Well, I think they're winning a little bit, and they know that they can get to the NBA. Oh, and free corn dog night.
Oh, free corn dog night. That would do it for me.
That would get me there.
That's why Jackie's.
I love a fucking corn dog.
I love a good corn dog.
Damn.
Well, that's why Jackie's nervous. So if they win by a certain amount, everyone gets a free corn dog. And he's like, don't worry too much. Oh, if they score 125.
We don't even got corn dogs.
Corn dog, corn dogs. That was another infamous like line that came out of this movie. All the talk of corn dogs.
Let's get tropical.
I love the Father Pat referees like every fucking game, apparently.
Yeah.
Come on, Nets, play some defense.
He does not want to give away those corn dogs.
No, he does not.
He does not.
Well, he's smart to not want to do that.
It's another great 70s song. It's a Ric Flair's theme, but like the disco version.
Yeah. Oh my God, he blocked it.
He blocked it. That was fantastic.
Fucking Vakaitis doesn't understand English.
Oh.
You know, like, oh, Vakaitis definitely looks like Freddie Mercury. Late era Freddie Mercury.
He does. He does. Oh.
Corn dog for all these people. No. Father Pat's revenge.
Crazy for corn dogs.
That's awesome.
Here he goes. I love they can't understand one word of English.
Speak English.
Learn fucking English. You know, squires and colonels in the shitter.
There you go.
Downtown Funky Stuff Malone. Sugar Dunkington. Here's all the names. New name.
Coffee Black.
Wow. Yeah, he is good in this movie.
Yeah, he's really funny in this movie. He's basically, I mean, I never really put the comp to Major League until you said it, like that the league wants him to lose, just like the owner wants him to lose, but they need to win. They got like, he's kind of playing the Wesley Snipes role a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a classic sports movie thing, but it is, there is some comps.
Yeah, it's not like Major League wasn't doing stuff.
No, a little Bad News Bears in him.
Yeah.
Right down to Kelly Leak.
Exactly.
Scootsy getting down with Coffee Black's mom there.
Soundtrack really does hit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they hit all the extras like on. That's what like helps elevate it even more to me. Like the, like I said, like the costumes, the dialogue, the vibe. It's like all.
These cheerleaders are literally wearing just underwear, though.
I know, right?
Like it's not even like bikinis. It's like it's brown underwear.
Yeah, Monix has it going. She's in the crowd.
Wow.
Up to fifth.
Amigos and the Squires. Some mm-hmm. other teams there.
Yeah, there we go. Show happened.
I got to admit, I really like the glitter on the seahorses.
Yes, that's what you do. Right?
And the sun.
Deep as in well the sea. Shine.
Yeah, those are all homemade.
Vakaitis is getting down. He's enjoying it.
Oh, I hate when they stop the montage. I wish a whole movie would just be a montage.
Just a montage? That's it?
It's just an a entire whole montage. That's the best parts of a movie is the fucking montage.
Sure.
A toast to Flint. Monarch's ready to make an honest woman. It's a great proposal response. Shut up.
He kneeled right there beside the garbage can.
But again, just like Major League, he spotted her up in the crowd, just like Rene Russo was hiding in the crowd. I would like a little backstory here to your point, Keith, though. I'd like to know when they met. I mean, is there a chance she literally was in Boston and moved to Flint? I guess. I mean,
I guess it could happen, right?
There you go, Kyle. Kyle in the house. All right, we know he played in
the
Kentucky.
The hair really throws me off.
Yeah. I think he was bald. He's been bald since birth.
Mm. I think the only time we've seen him with hair is Hot Tub Time Machine when they do a flashback.
Yeah.
Sending Kyle off to Luger's. That's almost like 70s line right there. Mm. I need one of the big tubes you get out on Luger's at Route 59, whatever the fuck he said.
Uh-oh.
Poor Kyle.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy. Hey now.
He's into it?
I mean, he is a Monix fan.
Wow. Okay. I was not expecting that.
Oh. Uh-huh. It's his idol.
You know what? You know what? Based off this movie, I am. Yep. Exactly. He's pulling his pants down. He's going to fucking pound it out.
This is amazing. What the fuck?
The definition of cuck.
He's just smiling at her. Great. Oh my God.
A fucking picture.
You old dog. Oh no, that's horrible. They're acting like he's the problem.
I know, I like it that he's the one that's mad.
Holy shit.
How often do you bang them with wife and then get mad and storm off? And
oh my gosh.
Oh god. Oh no.
Oh, oh what are no. we doing?
Oh, he's gonna fill the house.
This can't possibly happen.
No.
I love like I've never seen this, so like I'm just oh no.
Oh shit.
Good job by her getting the knees up.
Yeah. Yeah, oh. She would. No.
The outfit is amazing. Yeah. Andy Richter said.
Uh-oh.
So, commission's coming Monday to Flint.
Why? What's wrong? Why is he upset by that? Shouldn't he be happy?
Well, he's saying we're not. We need the fans. They can't fake the bullshit. They need a packed house. The fucking foot massage was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
It was a natural way he went right into it. Poor Dick and his wife. Everyone's taking a run at her. I think I guarantee. Pepper feels a real cuck in this scenario. He's so good. Andy Daly's so good at those little like quick retorts and then into the next thing. There you go. It's always going to fill the arena.
Would you pay to see that?
Yes.
Jackie Moon Russell. If I lived in Flint, 1976, yes. I'd likely pay to go see Jackie Moon Russell Bear. Dewey the Wrestling Bear.
My God.
And the Wrestling Bear was a big thing back in the day.
Yeah, there was.
That's even a couple years ago.
Yeah. That seems not smart.
Well, back then it was real, not like the one we saw in Dallas or whatever.
Well, we thought it was going to be real, which was dumb, right?
We got hoodwinked.
There will be another fight.
It's a great sign off.
Yeah, it is. There will be another podcast. It's like a threat at the end.
Let's go get some pussy. It's gonna be fun.
Oh wow.
There we go. I like how they got Coffee Black refereeing.
Where'd they get a bear?
Dewey the wrestling bear. They brought him in.
Oh shit.
Stu Hart brought it in.
Would you wrestle a bear, Keithy?
What kind of bear?
I know, yeah.
A grizzly bear.
Ooh, no, because those are going to kill me. Like a brown bear? No. Black bear? Absolutely. I think I can handle it. Bear. Huh?
You would wrestle a black bear is what you just said.
I'd wrestle a black bear.
Okay.
You know, great random Kristen Wiig appearance here as the
yeah, she was great.
Bear keeper.
But you know the phrase, right? Or the saying, Jenny?
What?
If it's brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back. And if it's white, say goodnight. Because if you see a polar bear, you're already dead.
Oh, a polar bear. Yeah.
And if it's a brown bear, you lay down.
I'll never remember that. You're dead.
Well, I'm just saying.
What about a grizzly bear? I guess it's brown.
You lay down on the ground and you pretend like you're dead and hopefully it'll sniff you and just leave.
Oh, God. I don't think so.
It's a great safe word, by the way, Spumoni.
Yeah.
It's like, forget it, I'm out here, Spumoni.
That guy's a pussy. That guy's a pussy. Dewey the killer bear.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
See, this seems a little bit kind of on the borderline of too silly.
Yeah. We'll see where it goes, though.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Not too silly at all. No Spumoni, one round. Okay. Fuck you, Clarence. That's another name we haven't mentioned. Bobby D.
He keeps screaming Spumoni.
It's another Monday night in Flint. Jackie Moon wrestling a bear.
Oh fuck. Imagine that, you guys.
Dewey's going to town.
Seriously, how many times?
Here comes Bobby D.
Oh shit! Oh, the bear's listening now.
Here he goes.
Oh no. Oh shit.
Like the slow realization that this bear is lost is out there.
Oh shit.
Everybody panic.
Oh, the people in the wheelchairs. Oh my god.
Cover your sodas. Do we love sugar? It's like Grooney. Grooney loves sugar. Cover your sodas.
Grooney loves sugar. With my crooked mouth, and I'm going to sound just like Packer from The Office.
Take a lot of time out of my life away from my family. So he's breaking the news to them. Even if they finish fourth, they're not moving. They're not merging.
Because they're losers.
That's it. It's a shit town. I mean, there is a team in Detroit. Like, they're really going to have a team in Flint as well. Rules is rules. At least he's giving Jackie the credit. I think Jackie just needs to buy the ABA. That's what he needs to do. That's it.
He's got the freaking bear claw marks on his chest. That's, I think, what's funny is, like you said, it's all these like serious moments, but this is surrounded by nuttiness.
Yeah, so it's like ridiculousness.
Like freaking Andy Richter's holding his like head on, his ear on.
Oh, he stole his famous song.
Well, I mean, this is from his mom. I think I have the idea of his mom writing a song called Love Me Sexy on a napkin.
Right.
I love how I said, yeah, to your point, Keith, like, Coffee Black still has the fucking referee outfit on. That's it, man. They were flying so high.
Yep.
Then you get, you know, beaten by a bear and then lose your team.
There you go. Back to real life.
Ah, Coffee Black got traded.
Sad, but you know,
yeah,
sending him, get him to the NBA at least.
Bullshit.
Is he doing that in his own room?
What?
He wrote it in his own house.
Oh shit!
They're really down.
Oh it. God!
Oh God! Andy Richter, poor Andy Richter.
That was a great montage. The bear just fucking speared
with
him.
My husband Kevin. Did he say husband?
That's it. Last episode of Tropics Weekly. It's all falling apart. Okay, see what kind of beer he's drinking. Curious what they
looks like. A Rolling Rock almost.
Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't look like a Rolling Rock label.
No, it's not a Rolling Rock, yeah.
Probably fake.
Yeah, fake beer.
Coffee Black.
It's time for a heart-to-heart.
Yeah, well, they're finally bonding, you know. Monix turned the team around.
Sure.
So this is asking the question we're all been wondering. You already played. Your knees are shit. You don't care about it. Stella. Why'd you do this?
What are you playing for? Woody Harrelson, what are you playing for? You just say, I'm playing for the love of the game. That's what you play for. The love of the game.
No, so you could come back and
get ass, hang more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Got his ring back.
It took him all this time to give it back.
Poor Jackie.
He's in the dumpster.
It's a random Italian flag post on that. You see it? It's like the red, white, and green. It's odd. Big Italian section of Flint.
Must be. Back in the 70s, sure. Or is that Irish? Maybe it's Irish.
No, it didn't look orange. It was like red.
It looks more orange to me than red. But you know, I'll defer to you.
I'd say we could bring Susan in, but
yeah, we could. I'd say we could, but yeah.
He wouldn't know.
No. He'd go, it all looks
eating
great
food out of the garbage.
Oh, that's a pancake. That's gross.
Gross. Do you guys think we should bring back, because, you know, all the styles come back. The 90s is now, but I know the 70s already had another run, but I feel like the styles a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, the shitty thing is we're kind of headed toward like the late 2000s now, which is all the baggy stuff is back now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I could pull off like a scarf like that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't.
Is that more of an ascot like than a scarf?
Looks like a scarf.
You need the tightest, you dumb son of a bitch.
It's all turtlenecks and jackets and shit. Like,
yeah, I don't know if I can do turtlenecks.
That's funny. Thought I'd sleep with a few of you, but it never happened.
Oh, that's that girl. I love that girl.
Bobby D.
The mother that's in Hot Tub Time Machine. Or the sister.
Yeah.
Love that girl.
That had to be kind of right after this, right? What was that? Like 2010 or 11?
Was it? Yeah, maybe. 10.
I think it was, crying with my pants.
Well, it's after Let's Get It Started came out, right? Because he teaches
him a few songs now in 3 minutes. Yeah, it was 2010.
Four Tropics. I kind of had the ball girls in on the team meeting as well.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Monix is rallying them. Finish the cause. Get to fourth place. Scootsy.
You love Scootsy, don't you?
Well, I just love how the team only legit has like five players.
Yeah.
Well, there were 10 when they were doing that practice, when they were running the play over and over, but I feel like we only ever see Scootsy, Vakaitis.
Yeah.
Jackie Monix, Coffee Black, and then the like the country guy. I can't remember his name right now, but.
Mm.
And that guy too. I forget his name. I guess that's like 7.
Yeah, it's a starting in a bench.
Not much of a bench.
Not much of a bench, no. But
well, they are the Tropics.
There's some professional teams that don't have much of a bench these days.
There you go. Monix got him fired up.
Here's my question I always have for anybody that I'm watching anything with that Woody Harrelson shows up. Is he by far and away one of the most underrated actors in like Hollywood? I feel like he is.
Yeah.
I think Woody Harrelson super underrated. He's so underrated because he's so friggin' good.
He's great in anything he does.
He's great in everything he does. Yeah. Like he's so good.
Well, he was just in Rhode Island. He went to the big weed dispensary. It was like a big story.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
And he went bowling at the bowling alley. Like we were at not that long ago for a birthday party. Just missed
him. And you were like, Woody Harrelson was right here.
Just missed him.
I like that guy too.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's so many little bit players in this.
Yeah.
You said, like, Kristen Wiig just playing that one random role. Although she was just kind of getting going, right?
Yeah.
It's another movie on my list, by the way. Have you ever seen Extract?
What's that? Oh, yes, I have seen that.
I have.
Jason Bateman.
Yes, it's fucking crazy. That movie is nuts.
Yeah.
That's really good.
I want to do that at some point.
Woo!
Yeah, time for the Mega Bowl. They did pick, like, the best little city for it. It's like this.
Sure.
You know what's going to happen to Flint in the next few years.
Michigan still hasn't been fixed. You know, right? Problems still are there.
Factories all shut. Like, you know, the whole town's headed for shit. So this is like their final moment. Poor Coffee Black. They couldn't let him play one more game.
I know, right?
We'll trade him after the season.
Ah, come on, man.
They do sell Jackie Moon Flint Tropics jerseys, by the way. They want one.
I do. Are they white or do they have the teal color ones?
It's that exact one he has on right now. I mean, maybe there's a teal out there, but usually the one I see at like the stores is the white. It's just a stupid name. Flint Tropics. Not the tropical one, Flint.
No.
But it's like very ABA because they probably like the idea is maybe like they were the Miami Tropics and then they just bought the Flint and just kept the fucking name. So it makes no sense. Like the Lakers.
Like the Lakers. It
made sense that they were the Minneapolis Lakers, not as much the Los Angeles Lakers. There you go. Henry Ford and Jackie Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Two legends of Flint. Father Pat.
Oh, shit. Oof.
What do you think, Jenny? What's your prediction? Who's going to win?
I think the Tropics are going to win.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, he's not even playing.
Twiggy, that was the other guy's name.
Ooh.
Damn.
Pouring it on. Poor Monix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
I'd like to retract my last answer to that question.
Tough night at the Mega Bowl.
Mm. That's right. You were saying about how they sell Jackie Moon jerseys.
Yeah.
I want to get myself a Roy Kent jersey because we've been watching Ted Lasso, and I want a Roy Kent one because that show is so freaking good.
The coach is great. He's like, "You're going in, Coffee Black," says his whole name. But Coffee Black is saying he's got back spasms. He doesn't want to play. Doesn't want to play against his buddies. I want my money.
Poor guy. I'm glad that's a recurring bit throughout the whole movie.
Yeah. I don't think he's getting paid.
Shit fucking sandwich.
Oh
damn.
What do I know that guy from?
Which one?
The bully guy on the Spurs.
Yeah, I don't know. He does look familiar.
What's his name? You know all the names. What's his
Petrelli?
Name?
Petrelli.
Petrelli. Yeah, I'll look Peter it up. Petrelli.
Pat Kilbane.
He's got a pulse.
Pat Kilbane is his name.
I feel like I've seen him in something. I don't know.
Let me see if I can see what else he was in.
He was on Mad TV. Were you a big Mad TV fan?
Not really. Not to where I would remember that.
Eurotrip. He doesn't do a lot. He's an Evolution Eurotrip. But I don't think he has a...
Evolution.
Oh, no, he's Feldman. He's Feldman.
He's Feldman on Seinfeld. He was the Bizarro Kramer. Remember that?
Doesn't look like he did much besides Mad TV for a few years. And like, he's done one movie since 2008.
He's known for playing Feldman. Yeah. Oh, look at this!
Coffee Black.
Interesting developments happening here.
I don't think you could do that though, right?
Yeah, it's the last game of the NBA. What are they?
You can't switch teams in the middle of a game.
It's me. It's Bobby D. Anytime in the comedy movie like this, and they have like the large man child, it's great.
Mm-hmm. And Andy Richter's so good at it.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
It's me, Bobby D.
Oh,
fuck.
Petrelli really fucking knocked him out. I mean, they should really let him finish it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get trouble. Well, now you see why Jackie is such a kind little boy. His mom was super nice as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mama. It's so fluffy.
Such an absurd wave.
Yeah, it is.
I threw up.
Who is that woman? It's got to be, is that like Patti LaBelle or something like that?
I believe it is.
Yeah.
Singing hooks like Patti LaBelle or some shit. Let's see. Yes, it is her.
Yeah.
Jackie's mom, Patti LaBelle.
Wow.
Good call. It's throwing elbows. What do we do? Stand up to me, pussy. Here we go. It's about to be a big moment in basketball history.
Yeah. You're gonna, he came up with the triangle offense?
No, you'll see. It's coming. Jackie's mom taught him a new way to score.
The alley-oop.
The alley-oop. Another great song, too.
Okay.
Fifth of Beethoven.
Is this part of your normal playlist that you have when you do playlists?
I definitely have it on one. I'll probably listen to it today, I think.
He's just throwing signs.
There we go. Big moment.
The alley. And whoop.
The reaction's amazing after he does it.
So they pioneered that move, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Everybody's playing what?
In shock. Very unusual series of moves to make the ball go in.
Mm.
Part of the path to the count. They are shook.
He always escalates it.
He's Father Pat. It's 2 points, Father Pat.
Yeah, Father Pat.
I'm going to allow it. Father Pat has decreed it.
He was floating.
Ghost ball.
It's like, how do they even know how to do that? You know?
If yeah.
They'd never heard of it before.
Jackie's mom, he laid it out for him.
Yeah, but they didn't practice it or anything. Just.
I mean, it's pretty rudimentary. It's really just jump and I'll throw you the ball.
Catch. Yeah.
There you go. Let's keep running it.
Well, the stars should start doing it.
How do you rank this crew versus the dodgeball announced team?
Mm. Oh, this crew's better than that, I think.
You think so?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's good, though.
They're hitting the nostalgia with me for the, yeah. You know.
I mean, they're really funny. Plus, you get the underlying tension that he banged Mrs. Pepperfield.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, fuck. Uh-oh. See, that's why I don't like basketball.
There you go.
You get hit by balls and shit.
Tropics will not go down quietly.
I've known all along they were going to win.
There you go. See? Great callback.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're on the puke. You better use this in your everyday lives now. Let's get tropical.
Mm. Let's get tropical. Sure.
There you go. Fucking eat shit, Petrelli. There is like some wonderful curse words in this movie. Like the delivery of them.
Mm-hmm. I can't get over the tree mascot.
Great mascot.
Just wandering around.
Father Pat.
He's going to miss both, right?
Yeah, it's the old granny style. Mm-hmm. Pete Maravich, right? Didn't he shoot him granny style? Mm. You ever heard of granny style, Jenny?
Yes, I have. That's the only way I play basketball, sir.
Here we go. Such an absurd fucking routine.
It works, though.
The ball. Here's the ball so small.
It is. I was kept thinking, like, small. Is it the perspective of how I'm looking at him? Or
no, it might have been the ABA ball. It might have been smaller. I don't know. Yeah.
Is it? I mean, Dr.
J used to palm the shit out of that thing.
Mm.
Oh, what of you?
There you go. There's your nut shot, Jenny.
I try to do granny style at the arcade, you know, where you can throw the basketballs.
Oh, but, come on.
You know, it don't work that way.
No, there's no way you're getting that in there, granny style.
It was fun trying that.
I think my brother broke a record one time doing that basketball game, just doing the free throws.
Oh, my God. They really milk it.
There you go.
Are you allowed to shoot like that? Like,
yeah, under everyone. Okay. Yeah, as long as you're behind the line.
Oh, no.
Oh, he missed.
Oh, but he gets the rebound, and then he gets two.
The alley-oop.
Monix.
Nice.
That's in.
I'm glad it was Monix that got the winning point. That's in like
Flint. Another great song.
Mm-hmm.
Flint wins the Mega Bowl, you guys. I knew
fourth place. Fourth place.
It won't matter, but that's great.
Yeah, that's what's awesome.
Sorry, Spurs. Scootsy.
Scoots. Scoots.
Scootsy.
Uh-oh. Dick's getting it in. Uh-oh. Mr. Pepperfield's not going to be happy. I thought of Pat, the chick on his shoulders. Seems right.
They're going nuts, man.
Yeah, torch the city.
Touring the mm-hmm. cars over. Holy shit.
Yep. Before,
it's the own cops. The cops in it, yeah. Yep. That was great.
Here you go. He's coming back. Elihu brought him right into the NBA.
All right.
You go, Monix back with the girl.
Poor Kyle.
No, he's happy.
Yeah, I know. It's so fucking weird.
He loves Monix more than her. I think that's what it could be down to. It's his idol. There you go. Jackie said at the NBA.
Oh, wow.
My son friend.
Oh, God.
So much for that job.
Fucking bear. How'd the bear get in?
Just amazing ending to that.
So what'd you think? Did you enjoy it? First time watching it?
I did. I really did.
Very much so. Yes.
It's a great movie.
That was amazing.
And here you go. Finally going to get paid.
It's like right when there's like too much sincerity, they hit you with the absurdity.
Yep.
$10,000 cash for Dukes. Oh, $2,300. There you go. Came through.
Amazing.
It's a really good movie. Like I said, it's one of my favorite Will Ferrell movies. It's one of the under the radar ones. Like,
sure,
it wasn't as highly publicized or whatever, you know. But I've loved it since I first saw it. I think the dialogue's amazing. 10 out of 10. Let's get tropical. 10 out of 10 for me.
10 out of 10. Well, that's bold.
That's a very bold.
Where would you put on the Will Ferrell filmography? Where would you rank it? Pretty high, middle. You can be honest.
Yeah, I'm kind of weird when it comes to him.
Well, I put in the filmography of like his starring, but like I don't count like old school because he wasn't like.
Well, Anchorman is iconic, so.
Yeah, you gotta think like Anchorman, Blades of Glory, Kicking and Screaming, I guess Elf. What else? I mean, if you want to count old school, I guess you can. But
I think Anchorman wins it.
I think Anchorman's probably his best. Probably
Campaign.
Oh, the Campaign's so good. It's good.
Step Brothers obviously is really good. Talladega Nights.
Mm-hmm.
Zoolander. I mean, I'm torn. I think this. I'd probably have this with Eagle. Like, I really like Talladega Nights a lot, but I think I'd have this. I think this, Blades of Glory, Talladega Nights are all pretty even for me. Like,
okay.
I think probably a lot of people would have this third of the three, but for me, it's just as good as those two, I think.
Yeah.
And I like it.
I would say that.
It's like pure. Like, there's no real heel in it. Like, Blades of Glory has like the bad guys, and Talladega Nights kind of has a bad guy. Like, this didn't really have like a bad guy. It was just like,
no.
Kind of just like a everyone love everyone. It's a good message.
Love everyone.
Yeah.
Even Monix is like only an asshole for like 5 minutes, and then they could pull it together.
The only heel really is the other Spur guy, and that's fine. You know, he's only around for like a couple scenes.
Well, he's like the what's his name in the Major League, Keith.
Right.
The big dude.
Yeah.
Can't think of his name, but anyway. Jack something, I think. Park, Jack Parker.
Well, Parkman's in the sequel. Yeah, Parkman's in the sequel. But in the first movie, it's not really anybody. More or less the team. the team is the villain. No, I would say I would probably put this. Geez, that's a good one because he's oh God. Who do you put this in? I mean, Elf is really good.
I think it's in that middle tier with those two I mentioned. I think Blades of Glory, Talladega Nights, and this all feel very similar to me. Like, they're like above, like really, they're really good movies. They're probably not as elite tier. His elite tier is Elf, Step Brothers,
and Anchorman.
I have a soft spot for Will Ferrell and Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Marshall, Will, and Ollie.
Yes. He's fantastic in that movie.
Yeah, he's funny in Austin Powers as well. Like he's good.
You know what's another movie kind of not to sleep on is Land of the Lost. Like that movie he does with Danny McBride. Like that's actually not that bad. It's not that bad. Oh, it's not good, but it's not like that bad. But
all right, well,
and then the other guys, he's so good in the other guys.
Yeah.
And then the
I don't like count like his modern. Like there's like a delineation for me of like the modern stuff, like his original run.
Yeah.
Kind of through like the Step Brothers, like that, like his Saturday Night Live stretch or whatever.
Or classic, classic. Yeah, Ferrell.
Yeah,
and then kind of the modern stuff. But all right, well, listen, thank you both for joining me in the theater.
Well, thank you, Sebi
Pro. I enjoyed it. Hopefully, at the movies, I'm not going to say it's going to be back on any kind of regular basis. I'm not committing to that, but I'll pop in where we can. Now that WrestleMania season's passed us, the North South Connection, we'll have some breathing room. Do more stuff like this. I have a never ending list of movies from 1991 to 2011. Of the comedy genre. So check out everything North South Connection. Like I mentioned, we have a lot of content, both video and audio. Follow us on social media. I want to thank you for joining us. Jenny, Keith, take care. Everybody love everybody, and let's get it.